Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Good morning, Bucknoters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I have the honor of being joined by the G. Scott Sr., a.k.a. the Buckeye Preacher. It is a pleasure to have you back on the show, my friend. Good to see you.
Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, look here, if you're a Bucknutter right now, or you're a Buckeye fan, anywhere you are, I don't care what state you're in, I don't care what country you're in, Merry Christmas. It is the first day of camp. It is on like Maddie Stone. I don't even know who Maddie Stone is, but it's on.
There's got to be a Maddie Stone out there somewhere, and it's on like Maddie Stone. It's on like Ndamukong Kong. It's on like Donkey Kong. It is just on.
So when we're done, you get to go over to camp and check everything out, huh? And
look at you getting up early with me here on a Wednesday out in Seattle. What's it, like 3 a.m. for you? So,
yeah,
so I'm gonna get over there at 7:30 a.m. this morning. I'm going to drop my daughter off at tennis practice this morning, and then I'm going to head on over there. 7:30 practice is open to the media. We're going to meet with Ryan Day after practice at about 9:45 a.m. And we got a chance to meet with Ryan Day yesterday, which was not planned. G, we were supposed to meet with the three quarterbacks that are already here, you know, and we did. CJ Stroud, Jack Miller, Kyle McCord, and quarterbacks coach Corey Dennis. Met with all of them. Even got a chance to meet with some of the two walk-on quarterbacks with Jaguar Rowe and JP and Drande. Ryan Day came out there and gave us like this impromptu 7-minute press conference. I put something up on Bucknuts last night. Good stuff. He can't talk about Quinn Ewers yet. But he kind of like addressed the situation as much as he could. So let's get into that. The topic of the week, other than this being Christmas morning with the Buckeyes kicking off camp. Quinn Ewers, I am dying to get your thoughts on this. You and I talk, but we have not really talked about this that much. What are your just general impressions of this whole Quinn Ewers situation?
Sounds like he's a young man and knows what he wants to do, right? Like, isn't that one of the most important things that we as parents and we as adults, we want that out of children? Don't we want them to know what they want to do? And I had someone tell me that they didn't think it was a good idea for this young man, Quinn, to skip out on his senior year. And I asked them, why do you say that? Have you had a conversation with he and his family? Do you know what their goal is with all of this? You see, Brother Dave, oftentimes we have these expectations, right, on kids and families on what they should do. You know what? I'm trying to get my damn next door neighbor to just cut their grass. If I can just get them to cut their grass, that would be a simple expectation. In the case of this young man that's going to come to the Ohio State, good for him.
Yeah, I'm with you. Good for him. And he knows what he's doing, like you said.
And there it is. And who knows what happens? I do know this. I do know that, in my opinion, he's coming to be around the best college football program in America. He's coming to be around some amazing young men, both on and off the field. So when he comes there, he's coming to a culture. Right? This is important. He is coming to a culture that is led by the man, Coach Ryan Day, who continues to lead this program in the right direction. So good on Quinn and his family. Look forward to meeting him.
And I tell you what, these group of quarterbacks, very impressive. And they were asked, just for the listeners out there, and you'll probably get a kick out of this too, because I don't think I've told you this yet. They're not supposed to be able to talk about, we know Ryan Day couldn't talk about Quinn Ewers yesterday. We knew Corey Dennis couldn't. There was some question whether or not the kids themselves could talk about them. The guys that are already on the team, and turns out they're not allowed to talk about him. There, it's against rules for them to be able to talk about him until he actually joins the team, until he signs. He's still technically a recruit.
Am I allowed to talk about him?
You're allowed to talk about him. You're allowed to talk about him. I'm allowed to talk about him. But So here's a funny thing, though. So we're interviewing Kyle McCord, and I'm asking him about the battle and everything, making sure I don't, get him in trouble or anything, because we were told don't ask. But not everybody heard that. The reporters really weren't being jerks. But it got kind of funny. All of a sudden, people were just naming him by name. Kyle McCord was like answering the question, and there was no like Ohio State like PR like around there, or SIDs, I should say, not PR, basically the same thing, to shut that down. That's where I was yesterday mostly. I got on toward the end of the CJ Stroud scrum. Apparently, the same thing was happening with CJ Stroud, and he was answering a ton of questions about Quinn Ewers, and they shut that down once they saw that. So, how about these kids, man? Like you don't really have enough pressure when you're 19, 18 years old. If you're CJ Stroud or Kyle McCord fighting for the job, Jack Miller, now you got to deal with all these media guys asking you these questions. It was crazy over there. And I've seen a lot of stuff during my time. They handled it well, but it was just funny, for lack of a better word. G.
I mean, there it is. There's a preparation. That's the culture. That's what you learn. That's why you say, when they say developed here, that just isn't on the field. Right? The game of football, and if you do want to play at the next level, and even if you don't play at the next level, Brother Dave, when you go into corporate America, you go into the job force, when you become a parent, when you become a husband, when you become all of these things after you're done playing the game of football, you need to be prepared and challenged to make those decisions and saying the right things. So in this case, even though they weren't supposed to say anything, I can guarantee you those young men, those quarterbacks that are there currently at the Ohio State, they were answering that the correct way and handling business as usual.
Yeah, very mature group. I mean, I tell you what, we can go right down the roster. Every roster might have a knucklehead or two on it, and I don't even know if this Ohio State roster does, but it'd be pretty hard to have 105 guys not have a knucklehead or two. I am impressed with the maturity just right up and down the roster on this list. Your son is one of them. Like the idea that I would have even been half as mature as most of these guys at the age of 19, it just blows my mind. I wouldn't have been half as mature. They're just such impressive young men. All right, let's get into it. Christmas morning, as you said. Well, what presents are we looking forward to opening today, G? Like, what other than number 13 out there, moving to tight end, and obviously we hope he does well. Other than that, what are you really jazzed about with camp opening today?
You know, I'm glad you asked me that. I'm jazzed and excited about the other side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball. And here's why. I think that the defense last year got a lot of unfair criticism. I believe if you understand the game of football and understand how important continuity is, how important chemistry is, right? Then you do also understand that COVID wrecked a lot of that. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. Kerry Combs, who is the defensive coordinator, right? When did Kerry Combs get back here with the Buckeyes? Did he get here back in 2020?
Yeah, yes. January of 2020. Yes, sir.
And so does anybody want to talk about what happened in 2020? Oh, that's right. A global pandemic, one in which they missed the spring. They missed a lot of the summer. And you guys know what happened with the season being kind of eliminated. They played 5 regular season games. So the reason why I'm looking forward to this defense is because now this defense has had an entire season. They had the spring, they had the summer, and that's very important. So if you can say that a coach like Kerry Combs comes back to the Buckeyes, then you have to be fair and be able to give him a lot of time. I thought that last year's defense did very well considering. I mean, they did go to a national championship. But anyways, I thought that they did do very well considering, and I think they're going to be even that much better coming up. I'm excited about the defense. I'm excited about, by the way, I love Matt Barnes. I just want to just say that. Matt Barnes, I love that dude. I saw the interview, and when he told the camera, don't ever, Don't ever ask me again about Lil Pump. That right there had me excited. Plus, I found out Matt Barnes and I, we love talking about space and astronauts. When I was there last week, he and I had a good conversation about that. So I'm a big Matt Barnes fan. I'm a huge Kerry Combs fan. And then I'm also a fan of, you know, Larry Johnson, if you will. The entire defense, right? Everything works together. So you can't like blame one position group. It all connects. You see what I'm saying? The D-line, the linebackers, the secondary. So I'm looking forward to opening up the gift of defense this year.
I think they're going to be much improved. They were 56th, I think, in the country in total defense last year. It was such a weird year. They were 6th in the country in rushing defense. 6th to last in the country in passing defense. I think they're going to improve not just a little bit. I think they're going to improve a lot. My biggest, it's not a huge concern because they've got talent there and they have depth. But I'm very curious about linebacker. I'm very, very curious about linebacker. It's a big year for a lot of the linebackers. It's a big year for Al Washington. He's turning into a star in his own right. You know, Tennessee courted him. He turned down a lot of money to stay at Ohio State as a position coach with a lot less money. I think in the long run, he's going to think he did the right thing there. That's a topic for a different day. Your thoughts on the linebackers this year, G?
I'm excited about the linebackers because they don't necessarily have the name, but they got the action. They don't have the name, but I believe that there are some talent out there. And I believe that this season we're going to be hearing about new names, right? And I think that there are a bunch of young guys out there that are hungry, excited. I love the linebacker coach, Al Washington. I had a conversation with him the other day. And one of the things that both he and I talked about, Al Washington, that is the coach, we talked about this. And this part is very important. If you have one word, you could be very successful on a football field. And that's character. Let me repeat that. One word, and that's character. And I believe that's what a lot of those, that's what those linebackers have in that room with Al Washington. You got a bunch of young men out there with character. Sure, some of the captains are gone. Some of these, who you have? Yeah, Tuff Borland, he's gone. Phenomenal player. Pete Warner, right? He was a phenomenal player. He's gone. So you had a lot of talent that left that room. But one thing about the talent in the leadership, right? The guys that are coming on the field this year, they were able to learn from that leadership. So I'm excited about the linebacker core.
Last thing, we'll get you out of here. I got to get to practice, man. It's catching up on me here. I got to take my daughter to tennis. Then I got to get to practice, but I want to get you out here on this. Yeah. It's been it was an exciting day for your family yesterday. I know G Junior officially signed with an agency. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, here's this young man. He played on special teams last year, came in as one of the highest rated wide receivers in the country, hasn't even caught a pass yet for the Buckeyes. And by the way, Bucknutters, he's going to catch a lot of them. And he's signing with an agency. I'm really happy for him and your family. What do you want to say about that, my friend?
I mean, I'm excited for him too, but the main reason for signing with the agency, brother DB, is I need and want to see G Scott Jr. keep the main thing, the main thing. He's not a salesman. You're not a person, you're not in the marketing department. You don't need to be going out there and talking and trying to make deals and shake hands. You need to keep the main thing, and that is playing football. Look, let's call a spade a spade. G. Scott Jr. came to the Ohio State for two things, to play football and get an education. That's it. Everything else that comes with it, great. He gets to meet some great people. He gets to be a part of an excellent fan base. I love it. I love that. But at the same time, he has to keep the main thing, and the signing with the agency helps him do that. It helps him go ahead, go to camp, worry about camp, don't worry about anything else.
Thank you, as always, for your knowledge, my friend. I really appreciate your time. This is awesome. We're going to try and have G on every other Wednesday if he's willing to do it. Thank you so much for your time and your wisdom.
You got it, brother.
And thank you all listeners out there for tuning in the show. We appreciate that very much. Keep it locked to Bucknuts. We're going to have full coverage of today's practice, as well as comments from Ryan Day. Thanks again to the Buckeye Preacher, Mr. G. Scott Sr. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Pitt Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount+.